Welcome into the Siouxland Sports Insider Basketball Podcast. We're going to discuss some boys basketball tonight. This segment is presented by Bob Rose Point After, Westside Pizza, and the North End Zone over in Leeds, and our good friend Mark Johnson, American Family Insurance. So thanks to Mark for becoming part of our podcast series here, and his sponsorship will extend into the baseball and football seasons as well. So really appreciate all the support in the area here for Siouxland Sports Insider. And Mitch, we're going to hit the stretch run here real quick. Basically a week left, and then back into next week, most teams will wrap up the regular season.
Yeah, they're not looking into the playoff realm. It's everyday mentality for a lot of these kids, but we can cheat. We can look ahead to some playoff matchups, and that's kind of going to be a little bit what we're doing today. We're going to go through the Missouri River standings. Not a ton has changed since last time we talked, but you know, there's some good key matchups and some really big games for some really big teams coming up here in the next couple days, in the next week or so, and we'll really see how the standings turn out. And then you get these games are obviously just as important as the games earlier in the year, but now is when seeding starts to really take place, and you got to win those games in conference against a team that you're probably 500 with, and come out with you know, a better seed, because then that gives you one more home game, and it just helps you know, with your chance to make it. A lot of these teams we've seen in the past have, you know, been good throughout the most part of the season, but once it hits into February, they really start to kick it and get going, and they make their tournament runs. So we're going to have to see what happens here, but we'll go through the standings. Sioux City still stands at the top. They're 16-0, actually on the road to play Sergeant Bluff tonight, which was a rather close game last time they played. I think it was a four or five point victory for the Raiders. So, you know, can't fall asleep on that one. They have a huge game, which we'll talk about here in a little bit, coming up tomorrow, the 31st, last day of January, playing a really good Bellevue West team down there on the road. Down in Omaha, should be a great game. Council Bluffs, Abraham Lincoln in second at 11-4 overall. Bishop Helan at 12-4. Sergeant Bluff right behind him at 9-6. Sioux City West at 5-8. North at 3-12. Lamar's at 3-11, and then TJ at 2-15. Pretty much the standings were kind of where they have been all year. These teams kind of really just settled in at their spots. East has been, you know, at the upper echelon of it, and you know, we're going to talk about them a lot just because they have been playing some good basketball. Yeah. And, you know, Council Bluffs, Abraham Lincoln is a team that can get some revenge on Sioux City East coming up on Friday, because they're going to have – I mean, the Sioux City East schedule this week is kind of a gauntlet. On the road against Sergeant Bluff, who is a team that plays you so well. Yeah. Then you go on the road the very next day to a Bellevue West team, which we'll talk about, who's ranked in the top 25 in the nation.
Yeah.
And then you play a game at home against the Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln team that has kind of had your number the last couple of years, played you in some really good games, and they're going to be out for revenge after they beat you at home.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's the old three games in 5 days type deal. And, you know, you really find out East was here and did our podcast. The kids came in and we spoke with them a couple weeks back, and they really pride themselves on how deep their bench is. So bench is going to come into play a lot this week, just with, you know, the whole three games in 5 days. Then you turn around next week, you got two games, and then close it up a week from Tuesday. I believe they're on the road at Storm Lake. So, you know, lot to play for, especially in their case, as you mentioned, seeding. And you got to look at it as an optimistic thing. It's an exciting week to be at East High Black Raider basketball player, Mitch.
Well, and I think, too, is you're finally getting a little bit of recognition from the middle part of the state. Mm-hmm. I think they're in the power rankings. The ranking is at 5 right now, behind a Valley. I think it's Kennedy, Waukee Northwest, Valley, and then them. So I think they're at 5.
Yeah.
And you know, I think it's deserved. You don't see a ton of Sioux City East matchups pairing well with the matchups of the Des Moines schools. So I get it. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But at the same point here, you're Sioux City East, you know, you have to handle in conference, and so far, unblemishable, 11-0, going for 12-0 tonight. The game that I think could end up hurting them would be a late road test against the Bellevue West that they play the game on Tuesday tomorrow.
Yeah.
Against a really good Bellevue West team, a team that already played Abraham Lincoln, I think, won by 15 or so points.
Yeah.
So
they played, sorry to interrupt, they played on January 5th, and Bellevue West won on AL's home court 75-59.
Yeah, so you have a team that's already proven to beat your the opponents that you play week in and week out. And, you know, it's going to have some D1 talent, but I think it's going to be a measure, and it's a good thing that it's a week before you get into your tournament play, postseason play for Sioux City East, because it's going to be it's going to measure up how would you hold up to those other top four teams, because I feel like a Bellevue West team matches up pretty well with some of the top teams in the state in 4A in basketball in the state of Iowa. So, you know, to the kids for Sioux City East, you got to go down and play your style of basketball. One of the better 3-point shooting teams in the state of Iowa. Preston Dobbs has had an insane year.
Yep.
Had an McDonald's All American honor to play. So, you know, he's been shooting the ball. His shooting splits have gotten better from last year to this year. And, you know, you pair that with, you know, the guards they have, and then obviously the bigs with Jacobson and Van Dyke. And, you know, you have a complete team. And then we're talking about a guard, a junior, Honey Fitz-Grant, who's played extremely well too. One of the leading scorers on this Sioux City East team. But they just come at you in a barrage of ways, and it doesn't have to be one person every time that scores for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to be really hard for a lot of teams to come after. And who knows, maybe Bellevue West is sitting here and going, oh, a team from Sioux City. Like, I haven't heard of Sioux City East, you know, do much for a while. So maybe they're taking this game lightly and they're worrying about their own conference schedule. And, you know, the East goes down there and takes one from them. So I'm just really excited for tomorrow to see how East matches up and plays with one of the better teams in the state of Nebraska. I think in their rankings, they're ranked number one in the state.
Correct.
So, you know, you go in and beat the number one team in the state of Nebraska, I think you're pretty confident in beating any team in the state of Iowa too. So,
yeah, I agree. And just to counter the players that East is going to have on the floor, took a quick look at Bellevue West today, did a little research on them. They've got a great roster. And obviously this time of year, all year long, but especially, late in the year, to me, it's always important to have good guard play, and they're led by senior Josiah Dotzler, 6'3" guard, averages 16 points a game. And then they have a junior, Jaden Jackson, 14.8 points a game, and a talented sophomore, Robert Garcia, at 6'7", at 10.5 points per game. And one other kid to mention for Bell West is Jacob Arop, 6'6" forward. He's a junior, and he's 6.6 points per game, Mitch.
Yeah, and that's the thing. So you have 6'6", 6'3", 6'2", 6'1", 6'7".
Mm-hmm.
Right around the same height that you're going to have at Sioux City East.
Yep.
This team's going to be very physical, and they're going to be the same height as you. And I think that East has been okay in a lot of their games, because if a team is a little bit more physical, maybe they have a little bit more size. If a team is a little more size, maybe East is a little more physical. This team is going to match you in every category you excel at, and it's going to be how do you match up with a team that's really good. I think, you know, obviously you have to trust in Vanderloo's, you know, game plan and how they go through. And the team that East has, I haven't seen them so far, you know, kind of run from adversity. Like, they've gotten some counter punches where a couple teams have played them really close, and they've played a full four-quarter game, which has really helped them, you know, get to the point where they're now being undefeated. And I like the way that this team doesn't just play a first half basketball really well. Yeah, yeah. They play two full halves, four quarters. If it even takes five in an overtime period, they're willing to do it.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, in speaking with Coach Raz Vanderloo, the thing that I like about this Bell West game, where it falls on the schedule and the previous success East has had in getting to 16-0 heading into tonight at Sergeant Bluff. But the thing that I'm anxious to see with this game against Bellevue West is I'm hoping it's tight going down the stretch, and you got to call some timeouts and you got to set up some plays coming in out of a timeout. So I think that's critical in preparing yourself for postseason play. And I think this game provides that opportunity for Sioux City East.
Yeah, it's gonna feel like a postseason atmosphere too. You're playing at Bellevue West. It's a rich tradition, great student section, as most of those you know Omaha schools are. And you know, this is a Bellevue West team that every single you probably don't watch a lot of Nebraska championship games, but it seems like almost every year they're at the you know in Lincoln playing for a state title. So this is a team that's got a rich tradition, rich history. I mean, it seems like every single year that there's the senior graduating class has one, if not two, D1 athletes.
Chucky Hepburn playing at Wisconsin.
Yep.
It you know it just rolls right off the football field. I mean, they're dominant in the football field, and they just roll it on over to the basketball court.
Yeah, there's going to be a great competition for Sioux City East. And, you know, there's some other games in the Metro that will be played throughout the week. There's a game right now. Sioux City West is taking on a really talented Waukee Northwest team, you know, with Sanford and Kelderman. Yeah. So there's other teams that are taking a little bit of their lumps in out of conference slate too. We saw Sergeant Bluff earlier in the year take on in the arena invite take on a couple teams from Omaha. So it's good for these teams to not just play the same schedule every single year, and you see Sergeant Bluff twice, you see West twice, you see North twice.
Yeah.
After a while, like if you are in with how Sioux City East has gone this year, you've beaten these teams before and some of them pretty handily. What are you gaining out of that? You're not gaining anything. These players aren't getting any better. You need to get hit in the face with some adversity. You need to have those things that you talked about where it's a 3-point game and there's 2 minutes left. I have to call a good out of bounds play. We have to figure out how we're going to get out of this press. What happens not to dribble it into a trap, different things that you haven't seen so far. And that's just going to make East even better going into playoff, in tournament play. And, you know, if they're able to, even if they were to drop the game tomorrow and still win out, they're still going to host one, if not two games. You know, they're going to have a good team coming into town, and then it's kind of going to be up to how seeding goes from then on. But I'm very confident in this team's progression and how they've gone all year that they can make it down to the state tournament.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I look for a great effort out of East this week. And let's keep our eye on that bench too, because I think that's going to be huge as far as points coming off the bench, but also transitioning from offense to defense with new players coming on and off the floor too.
Yeah, definitely. And we'll talk a little bit obviously next week too as we get to kind of the end of the regular season, really, because we'll have a couple games that'll span into to the week following on like a Monday, but we'll really have our pairings and everything together for playoffs for guys and for girls. And there's still some really good girls games that are going on. Looked Sergeant Bluff beat East by 10 points in girls basketball, so it's the conference is still kind of up for grabs between East and Helan. So that'll be a good thing to keep your eye on for girls basketball as well. Then they'll get their pairings. You know, we can see two teams for East and Helan for each respective class to go down to the state tournament as well. Both teams have been battle tested all year. So just kind of a crazy time of year. Everything kind of happens really fast. You're getting some makeup games put in. Then everything kind of seals its way out. So we'll see after this week if East is still undefeated. If they are, I think they got to be a little bit higher than 5. Yeah. In the state of Iowa. Yeah. I think the middle of those guys in Des Moines need to pay attention to the podcast and pay attention to the Raiders over here in Sioux City.
If they win tomorrow, if they win tonight and tomorrow in Bellevue West, I think somebody's got to get out of the way. You got to move somebody back. So we'll see how that plays out. Anything else catch you at all as far as potential season-ending key games or anything, Mitch?
I want to see how so for this Bishop Helan guys team, a bit of inconsistency as of late. I'd like to see what they end the season on. Still 12-4. I mean, good I think season. Still ranked in the top 10 in guys for 3A.
Yep.
You got to do a little bit of something because they're going to get matched up against MOC Floyd Valley team. I think then they're ranked like in the top five. So you're going to get them before you head down to state more than likely. So get rolling, get cooking. I mean, Sergeant Bluff still has a chance if they can win tonight against Sioux City East. It's a tall task, but if they can win tonight against Sioux City East, takes them to a 10-6 record, and all of a sudden Sergeant Bluff kind of creeps their hand into there. So how both of those teams in 3A end their season, I like to see how they go. And then, you know, I think when the pairings get up, I think Sioux City East will more than likely get paired in a first-round matchup against a Thomas Jefferson or a Sioux City North. Mm-hmm. That game, we kind of feel as it's already been played out twice before. I kind of can see that game getting away from both the teams coming to Sioux City East. But they could also play a Lincoln team, you know, second round too, which could be throw a little bit of a wrench in their plans, because it's hard to beat a team three times.
Yeah.
And East is going to have to do it in back-to-back games. So
yeah.
Definitely something to keep our eyes on for boys basketball. And then for girls basketball, even with East losing, I still think they're probably one of the more talented girls in 4A teams.
Mm-hmm.
Sioux City Helan now has a chance to overcome adversity and really take over first place in the MRAC. And, you know, I'm pretty sure East, our Helan still has to play Sergeant Bluff too. So Sergeant Bluff already spoiled East plans. They can come back and spoil your plans as well too. So I think it's a good thing for, especially for the girls MRAC conference, is there's a whole lot of parity in there. Even like the teams in the middle of the pack, Sergeant Bluff, you know, they had a stretch there where they were losing a lot, and then they gained some momentum, won five or six straight.
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden they just beat a top-ranked team in 4A. So it's any given night. It kind of seems like when you talk about college basketball, it's like the Big Ten or Big 12. Any given night,
mm-hmm.
a team can take you out. So you just got to be careful in the women's side. But, you know, everything will clear itself out, and by the time we're talking next week or the week after, we'll have our select group that's going on playing and fighting for a chance to play at the state tournament. And I got a feeling we're going to have a good representation around here.
Yeah, absolutely. One quick note of interest. Mitch and I are going to be starting a recruiting update podcast, which consists of our tie-ins with Prep Red Zone Iowa here across the state. And with the upcoming Wednesday signing day, the second signing day for, you know, college football, we have a lot of kids in the area to talk to, and we have some great connections and things going on with some of these kids. So we're going to bring that to your attention here within the next week or so. So look forward to some great interviews. And also, we're going to be having on Jake Lemming, senior scout and son of longtime recruiting guru Tom Lemming from Chicago, will be joining us periodically on those podcasts. So anxious to pick Jake's mind and talk about kids from across the state.
Absolutely, and I'd be hard-pressed not to shout out Dakota Valley basketball, too. Still undefeated.
Yeah.
Played a really good Sioux Falls Christian team. Played them to the wire fourth quarter, got away. And then Jackson three-ball Hennis came to play late in that fourth quarter, an extended lead for DV. I don't know if a team can beat them. I think they go for the record, and I do think they go back-to-back undefeated in the state. Just a great, great team that Coach Kleiss has up there. Dakota Valley just playing some really elite basketball right now.
Yeah, I'm going to get with them, and we'll have them in for our podcast here coming up real soon. Thanks again to Point After, Westside Pizza, and North End Zone, and our good friend Mark Johnson with American Family Insurance. He'll cover your auto, home, and life. Thanks for joining us.